Texte numéro 123. Welcome to the new normal. Beijing's assault on Hong Kong is unfolding at such a pace that the daily news has become a horror show of epic proportions. July began with the imposition of draconian national security legislation, enacted unknown to Hong Kong's leader, Chief Executive Carrie Lam. It ended with the sacking of a tenured professor, the arrests of four students for social media posts, the electoral disqualification of 12 pro-democracy politicians, the delay of legislative elections for a year, and the issuance of arrest warrants for pro-democracy activists overseas under the new legislation. In normal times, each of these acts would spark outrage and protests, but this onslaught has been too fast and too overwhelming to fully report, let alone counter. In delaying Hong Kong's legislative elections, scheduled for September, the authorities are showing their disregard for external voices. The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has warned that any delay would prove China's Communist Party was turning Hong Kong into just another communist-run city. In Hong Kong, a democratic coalition cautioned that any postponement would mean the complete collapse of its constitutional system. Beijing's intentions seem to be exactly that. In the past year, millions of people have marched to protect those things that distinguish Hong Kong from China. The developments of the past week destroy even the semblance of those freedoms. The sacking of Benny Tai, a Hong Kong University law professor, for criminal convictions relating to the Occupy Central movement marks the end of academic freedom. The manner of his sacking highlights just how little autonomy academic institutions enjoy. The late-night detentions in unmarked cars of four people, including a 16-year-old, on suspicion of inciting secession in social media posts, were the first moves by the police's new National Security Department. The criminalization of certain political posts and slogans heralds the advent of thought crime to Hong Kong. On the 30th of July, 12 pro-democracy politicians were disqualified from running for election. On the 31st of July, Lam used colonial-era emergency regulations to delay the September elections for a year because of a recent COVID-19 rise. The suspicion remains she is trying to buy time to avoid a stinging defeat of pro-government forces. The new normal is abnormal in the extreme. A city where library books have been pulled from the shelves and a protest song banned in schools. Beijing has lost patience, both with Hong Kongers and with the Hong Kong government's inability to restore order. On the 1st of August, it emerged that Beijing is pursuing national security cases beyond China's borders. Six pro-democracy activists overseas, including US citizen Samuel Chu, are facing warrants for their arrest, for allegedly inciting secession and collusion with foreign forces. The act of lobbying overseas has effectively been criminalised. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, August 2020.